Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Jeff Coulter, is an associate pastor with Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Ask Big from a Big God, already in progress.
So when the disciples said to Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray, he responded by giving them a model. We call it the Lord's Prayer. So we're going to look at that today. We're going to look at Matthew's version. It says this, after this manner in the King James, pray. Some of the other translations say this phrase, this is how to pray. He does not say, this is what to pray. Never did he say, I'm going to give you some magic words. You say these words, all will be right in the world. Jesus said, after this manner, after this pattern, after this method, therefore pray. And we've turned even the Lord's Prayer into the vain repetitions that he says not to do. What if you took each section of the Lord's Prayer and you used it like a template for prayer? He starts out by saying, Our Father, which art in heaven. He says it's your Father that you're praying to. He doesn't say, pray, O great and most holy potentate, dear cosmic viceroy. Romans 8:15 uses the term Abba, Father. The Greek literally means daddy, our Father, the one who's all-powerful, but all-loving. That's who I'm praying to. The next line that he says is, Hallowed be your name. It's a term of praise. It's interesting to me that the Lord's Prayer starts with praise, it ends with praise, and sandwiched in between is much good practical stuff. You know, Lord, these are the things that we need. And he's the one that gave the template. And he said, do it this way. Start out with praise. End with praise. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be, holy is your name. The word holy means sanctified. Consecrated, separate, different. The word literally is also means different. God, you're not like us. You're a whole other thing. You're amazing. He says in Isaiah, as the heavens are high above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. You're saying, God, you're not like me. You're different. You're amazing. Isaiah 55:9 is that reference. God, you're awesome. You're more than awesome. You're awful. We have a word in the English language called awesome. That literally means I've encountered a situation and I have some awe in regards to that situation. Wow, that's kind of cool. I'm kind of amazed by that. And then we have another word. It's called awful. And we don't like to use that word in conjunction with God. But it literally means full of awe. Okay, wow. I don't even know if I like this, but that's amazing, but it's kind of scary. That's what awful means. But throughout Scripture, whenever people encountered God, that's how it was described. Daniel, a bunch of different times, he falls down on his face. He's too weak to even get up. He asks the angel to help him get up. Can't stand in the presence of God. I know that this is God, but I don't know what to do with this. It doesn't fit in my box. Again, going back to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we like to have things that we understand. We like to have boxes for stuff. God is an awful God. It doesn't fit in our box. Mark 4:35. I want us to turn to Mark 4:35. I'm going to just summarize most of the story. Most of you guys know it. The disciples get in a boat with Jesus. It's nighttime. Jesus falls asleep. Disciples get about halfway across the Sea of Galilee. A huge storm comes up. At least four of them were on the lake since they were little. They did it for a living. And they were scared because this was a big storm. The Bible says in verse 37 that the waves beat into the ship so that the boat was now full. Hey, seems to me to be a good reason to be afraid. They go and wake Jesus up. They don't even ask for help. They just say, listen, it doesn't seem like you even care. We're drowning. They don't actually even ask for help. So, Lord, this is past you even, but we thought we'd wake you up before we all drown together. Jesus gets up, calms the storm, says to them, why were you guys afraid? And then here's the verse that I want us to read. Verses 40 and 41. Then Jesus asked them, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? And the disciples were absolutely terrified and said, who is this man? In the Greek, it uses a certain word when it describes their fear of the storm. And it literally says that they were more afraid of Jesus than they were of the storm. When they met the real Jesus, when he steps forward and says, peace be still, and instantly everything stops, it scared them. Okay, I have no box for that. That was amazing, but I don't know if I really like that. That scared me, Lord. Who is this guy? We've been hanging around with this guy that just speaks and stuff happens. The Bible says that they were absolutely terrified. It blew their box wide open. I want to look at another story. Mark 6, just a little bit later. Mark 6, 47. After telling everyone goodbye, Jesus went up into the hills by himself to pray. Late that night, the disciples were in their boat in the middle of the lake, and Jesus was alone on land. And he saw that they were in serious trouble. This is that one I mentioned earlier. Rowing hard and struggling against the wind and waves. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. He intended to go past him, but when they saw him walking on the water, they cried out in terror, thinking he was a ghost. Okay, let me back up just for a second. Bible says that they were rowing hard, struggling against the wind and the waves. But as soon as they saw Jesus, that's when they got afraid. But when they saw him walking on the water, they cried out in terror, thinking he was a ghost. They were all terrified when they saw him. Then he climbed into the boat, the wind stopped, and they were totally amazed. I want to read you the phrase. This is what the King James says. And they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered. Sore amazed in themselves beyond measure. That can't be God. Right? God would never do something like that. He'd never make them afraid. He'd never do something that scares his disciples. Can't be God. Must have been the devil who calmed that storm. Right? We've got our God in a box. The Rosenfeld children have been going through and listening to on CD or MP3 or something the story from C.S. Lewis, The Chronicles of Narnia. Most of you guys are familiar with that story. For those who might not be, it's a fictional work about three young children who learn about the spiritual world. And Jesus is depicted as an actual lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah. And in the story, all of the animals talk and the lion talks. And when Lucy, the youngest girl, is first hearing about this lion, she says, is he quite safe? She said, I think I might be afraid about meeting a lion. Is he quite safe? And the beaver replies, who said anything about safe? Of course he ain't safe, but he's good. I love that line. Of course he ain't safe. He's God. We like to have things in little boxes. If I can figure it out, I'm okay. Later on in the movie, right at the end actually of the movie, another character named Tumnus talking to this little girl Lucy, and she's encountered now Jesus and been changed forever. And they've watched the lions sacrifice his life for everyone and come back to life again, the picture of Jesus. And the character named Tumnus says to her, after all, he's not a tame lion. And she says, yeah, but he's good. For us, we like to figure stuff out. And let me just say, if you can figure out God, your God's pretty small. If you can figure him out, He's not the God I serve. We want things neat and tidy. We even say things to the Lord like this: Lord, I want you, but I don't want it if it looks like that. Lord, I want you, but that tongue stuff, Lord, I just got to say is weird. I don't want it if it looks like that. Lord, I want to be healed, but just don't let me fall down. I don't like the falling down thing. Lord, I want you as long as it fits in my box, as long as you're not wild, as long as you're safe. But that's not who God is. God says in Isaiah, as high as the heavens are above the earth, that's how high my ways are above your ways. That's who I am. Not somebody you can figure out. I absolutely believe that when we encounter God as He really is, it'll be amazing and wonderful and maybe even scary all at the same time. And I've heard people say, I went to a church and yeah, I just didn't feel comfortable there. And? Sorry, show me the verse where it talks about how God's so concerned with your comfort. Maybe He's more concerned with your character than He is with your comfort. Maybe He intentionally ruffles your feathers so that you'll grow, so that He gets out of the box that you've put Him in. Saying, hallowed be your name, is saying, God, you're amazing, but you're different than me. So let's just take a second, you and me both. Let's pray. And let's say to the Lord, Lord, you're amazing. And Lord, where I've put you in a box, I'm sorry. And Father, I'm saying this to you, Lord, right now. Holy is your name. Amazing and awesome. And more than awesome. Lord, awful. Lord, beyond me. Beyond what I understand. Lord, I can't figure it out. I don't understand a lot of stuff. But you're God. Holy and awesome and wonderful. And amazing. And Lord, I love that you're bigger than me. Lord, powerful enough to do anything. Powerful enough, Lord, to squash us into submission. But you don't. Holy is your name. Lord, open our eyes, Lord, to see you as you are.
You have been listening to Jeff Coulter of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Ask Big from a Big God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.